2 Kings chapter 19. These are difficult and disgraceful times. Our nation is like a woman too weak to give birth when it's time for her baby to be born. A nation without moral strength, a family without strength. Their enemy conquered the northern kingdom by promoting the mixture of cultures, a slow transformation of people's minds. Like our children today who absorb what they hear in their schools and slowly drift from the biblical values they learn at home. A culture that seeks to cancel our roots and in return gives them a permissive culture where it goes. On the other hand, the enemy confronted the southern kingdom head on, Judah, ridiculing them for having placed their faith in God. Hezekiah was a leader who sought God like none other of his peers. He made reforms, and God's hands manifested itself powerfully in him and through him. But as is often the matter, the enemy did not stand by and brought about threats that led Hezekiah to express what we read at the beginning. Today is a day filled with misery, punishment, and disgrace, and we are powerless. Is that how you feel today? Have you gone through so much that you find yourself as a woman about to give birth, but without strength? The prophet Isaiah brings words of hope and strength. Don't be afraid of the enemy, Isaiah tells them. God must interfere. The man of God shares the word of God, and the word of God brings strength and hope, then and now. God intervened and saved his people. He will deliver you too if you trust in him. God heard the results of the enemy, but he also heard the prayer of his people. He'll hear yours too.